Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters. This is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Van Jones, the founding president of the Rebuild the Dream, a pioneering initiative to restore good jobs and economic opportunity, and co-founder of the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, Color of Change, and Green for All. In 2009, he worked as the Green Jobs Advisor to the Obama White House. Time magazine has named him as one of the 100 most influential people in the world, and he's the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Green Collar Economy. His latest book, just out, is Rebuild the Dream. Welcome to Background Briefing, Van Jones.
Glad to be here.
And you'll be on this Saturday, you'll be speaking at 4:30 p.m. here in Los Angeles at a gathering called All In for the 99%. It's an event for artists and grassroots activists 1 week before the start of the 99% spring. We're certainly seeing examples more and more. Even today, the president tried to take away the oil companies' tax breaks and, in fact, subsidies from the government. That failed. The Supreme Court appears to be possibly going to overturn his signature health care reform bill. So it seems that more than ever, the 1% is flexing its muscles.
Well, that seems to be the case, and I think that that's one of the reasons I think we're going to have a very large fight back on our hands this spring and this summer and into the fall. And you know, this gathering we're doing on Saturday, it's going to be most of the day. We're going to have a lot of, Russell Simmons is going to be there. He's been supportive of the 99% movement. The idea is that we want to stand up for working middle class folks. It used to be that the pathway out of poverty and into the middle class was get an education and get a house, get a home. Well, it turns out now student debt and underwater mortgages are dragging people out of middle class into poverty. It's the exact opposite of what the so-called American dream was supposed to be all about. People going to college, these kids are graduating off a cliff with tremendous debt and no jobs. And, their parents, 25% of all the homes in America are underwater. And the banks and Fannie and Freddie won't reappraise those houses and say, listen, let's reduce the principal and make these things affordable again. And so we got a big fight on our hands. And it rebuilds the dream, the organization I'm a part of, we're taking on the White House. We're saying you got to fire Ed DeMarco, who's the guy who's keeping Fannie and Freddie from doing the right thing. And we've got to stand up for these students. And so my book, Rebuild the Dream, comes out Tuesday. And we've got a whole battle plan for how it is we're going to take this country in a different direction so we have an economy that works for the 100%, not just the top 1%.
Well, it seems, Van Jones, that the 1% is able to mobilize lobbyists and capture the legislative agenda and thwart so much, even the president's signature health care reform. And of course, you were in the White House, and I'm pretty sure you saw up close and personal the power of special interests. In many ways, the president wanted to go with this, what was called the public option, but it looks like the realities of Washington and the power of the lobbies were such that he had to go with the individual mandate, which the insurance companies wanted. It just seems such an extreme irony now that that itself should be in jeopardy after they were given what they wanted, the insurance companies.
Well, the reality is that many of us on the left had been interested in discussing Medicare for all and a single-payer option. The public option was never the far left-wing option that was being made out to be in the press. That was a compromise in itself from single-payer. And so perhaps if we had a single-payer solution, again, the politics might not have allowed that, but at least to have a discussion, then you would be in a situation where somebody says, well, I don't want to pay for a public health care system. We say, well, guess what? You may not want to pay for public roads, but you gotta. You may not want to pay for public schools, but you gotta. And you may not want to have an individual mandate for public health care, but you gotta. The problem is that we wound up with a situation where we're trying to make ordinary citizens give their money to a private corporation, and it does create this question, can the government do that? And this is the fault of, on the one hand, obviously, the D.C. inside crowd. But, we did not put up in the first 2 years of this administration the kind of street-level fight that you saw from Occupy Wall Street last year. The only people who were marching were the Tea Party. The only people who were passionate was the Tea Party. So you have the right wing, for the first time in American history, really monopolizing protest, monopolizing that street heat. And it had a terrible impact. And I think that what the reason we're doing this 99% spring, the reason that Rebuild the Dream and so many organizations, SEIU, MoveOn.org, I mean, so many organizations are joining forces with this 99% spring is that we got to get back on the streets. We have learned now, there's no question about it, that, you know, the street heat works. The Keystone Pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline fight approved that street heat works, and so did Occupy in changing the conversation. You know, in my book, Rebuild the Dream, you know, we lay out a whole game plan, but I also do a hard analysis of what we did right and what we did wrong. I'm the only person who was a grassroots outsider who was also a White House insider who then became a grassroots outsider again. I have a 360-degree view, and I spare no punches in my book, Rebuild the Dream, explaining what the insiders got wrong, what the outsiders got wrong, and what we need to do going forward so we don't continue to be hammered by the 1%.
And this 99% spring takes place on Saturday here in Los Angeles, where you'll be speaking at 4:30 p.m. at 400 South La Brea. The point being that a week later, the 99% spring begins, in which 100,000 Americans will be trained in nonviolent direct action in order to advance the fairness for the 99%. So this is mobilizing for a belated but much needed movement to take back the country.
That's right, and not only to take it back, but to take it forward. And one of the things that we are trying to break out of now is that we used to, you know, each little organization would have its own training, have its own little conference, its own everything, and we would go up against these massive forces by ourselves. And what the reason to say, you know, the 99%, that implies an awful lot of people. And so the civil rights movement, the freedom schools and trainings were such a big, important part of getting people organized. And so we're casting a very wide net. 100,000 people are going to be trained. We have gone through a very rigorous process of coming up with a curriculum that many, many organizations have now signed on to. I was just on a conference call earlier today with some of the top progressive leaders in the country. And, you know, I think this Trayvon Williams murder and the police embrace of his killer and abandonment of the family has also lit a spark for racial justice as well as economic justice. And so this is going to be a spring where we need to stand up for middle working class people and take back the idea that this is a country where you should be able to work hard and get somewhere. Why are the only people who are able to make it now the ones who have their feet up on a desk somewhere with their computer sitting there doing lightning trades for them? They're not even doing any work. And they're the ones making all the money. And then those of us who work for a living are falling further and further behind.
Well, Van Jones, what is protecting the killer of Trayvon Martin is the Florida Stand Your Ground law, and that's a product of ALEC, who have pushed through all kinds of regressive legislation throughout the states. 32 states have Stand Your Ground laws. They've also pushed forward the voter suppression that's also disenfranchising 5 million Americans, largely African Americans. So in a way, it sounds like what you're trying to do here and others is create a kind of grassroots alternative to the malignant power and influence of the Koch brothers funded ALEC. And it's, by the way, big corporations fund it too, you know, UPS, Walmart. I mean, maybe it's time for some kind of consumer boycott if they're going to take away your vote, take away your kids, have them killed in cold blood.
Well, absolutely. I think we need to go after ALEC. There have often been these shadowy organizations. You know, there used to be the White Citizens Council. That was a shadowy organization that would engineer negative outcomes for minorities that they hated. And now we have an updated 21st century version of the White Citizens Council. It's called ALEC. And you can look it up, A-L-E-C. ALEC is funded by some of the biggest corporations. And, you know, we need to stop calling these despicable laws what they call them. They say it's stand your ground. No, it's kill at will. This is a kill at will law that they have promoted hand in hand with NRA, but it only applies to a certain kind of people shooting a certain kind of person. And everybody knows what they're talking about with this so-called stand your ground. It's kill at will. And again, in my book, Rebuild the Dream, I talk about the kind of infrastructure that we need to build. See, we thought that when we got Obama elected and we had Pelosi in the Speaker's chair, and we had 60 votes in the Senate, we had enough to govern. And it turns out we did not. We had one-third of what we needed to govern. The other third, one-third is media, and the last third is movement in the streets, grassroots, nonviolent movement. Fox had all the media, and the Tea Party had all the movement, and it turned out that we were able to checkmate all three branches of government just with those tactics and tools. Well, guess what? We know how to march. The right wing has no monopoly on the ability to put people in the streets. In fact, we're experts at it, but we have not used that. And we also are experts at expression, communication, networking. We have not unleashed our own power. And that's why I wrote the book, Rebuild the Dream. That's why I started the organization, RebuildTheDream.com. And I'm very proud and excited to be a part of this reemerging movement, this fight back now. And again, now it's not just economic justice, but racial justice coming together, and gender justice with these, this is war on women coming together. If they want to take on the vast majority of people in this country, it is still a democracy. We can stand up, we can beat them.
Well, Van Jones, do you think, though, that the political configuration, if you will, of the U.S. has really changed, and then perhaps there is a new way to look at things? And it seems to me that the 99% versus the 1% really has reframed our political debate, which is kind of frozen in a left-right dynamic. And it seems to me that in many ways the new alignment, if you will, is the inside versus the outside.
As somebody who was on the inside as a White House insider for 6 months, and somebody who's been on the outside, I can tell you that the insiders continue to underestimate the outsiders. They were blown away when Obama came rolling in from their point of view out of nowhere. Then they were blown away when the Tea Party came rolling in out of nowhere. Then they were blown away when Occupy came rolling in out of nowhere, because they consider most of humanity to be nowhere. They consider most of our communities to be nowhere. And so we always have an advantage, which is the advantage of surprise that comes when your opponents underestimate you out of their own arrogance and ignorance. And so even just the people who agreed with this wonderful reframing of 99 versus 1, and who supported Occupy in theory, that's about a third of the United States. That's 100 million people. Now, that 100 million people were to stand up, or even a portion of it, that could reframe politics permanently going forward. The problem has been that most of us sit around and we worry, oh, well, what can we put forward that the right wing will like, and how can we appease them? And then we were intimidated by the 1%. But the reality is that a small number of young people with sleeping bags, frankly, and struggling folks without a lot of money, were able to find the right tactics last fall, and they completely derailed the Tea Party agenda of austerity and changed the conversation to economic inequality. And they did it almost overnight. And so just like this, when the civil rights movement was happening, the young people did the sit-ins in February 1st, 1960, and then it got a little quiet for a few months, and then they did the Freedom Rides, and then it was quiet for a few more months, and then, there was other engagements in, Albany, and so people keep, the Occupy movement, it didn't fix everything. Well, no one tactic will do that, but I think where we are now is, we are on the road to building a movement of the 99%. My only view is, it should be the 99% for the 100%, not just against the 1%. We're for everybody doing well in America. We just don't want the only people doing well to be the people who happen to be, hedge fund managers and the worst of the 1%.
Well, just in closing, Van Jones, the event that you'll be speaking at 4:30 on Saturday here in Los Angeles, the All In for the 99% event for artists and grassroots activists, one of the intentions of the event is to demand an end to the Citizens United Supreme Court decision. And now, of course, you could argue that the political fate of the nation is being decided not by the 1%, but by the 0.00006% of a handful of billionaires through their super PACs who are buying up our 2012 elections. However, if you were to overturn Citizens United, which is by no means an easy thing, we'd still have a rotten system, wouldn't we?
Well, sure. I mean, Citizens United is an example, and there are others. But I would not poo-poo too much the both symbolic and practical advantage of having a lawsuit like that to focus the conversation and to begin to focus people's attention on the fact that, as you said, the corporations are now running our democracy. When you run for president, most of the money goes to a committee run by corporations that you don't even have any control over. So you're just, even a presidential candidate to be head of the most powerful country in the history of the world is, even at the time of the election, just a corporate puppet, blatantly just a corporate puppet. This is an offense to the right and the left. This is not a left or right issue. This is just, you know, completely counter to even common sense. Even common sense would tell you that if a man or a woman is running for office, he or she should be able to put forth her own views, make her own ads, and control her own money coming in. And that has now been taken away from the people. Even the top people who have been had their rights usurped by these corporations. And so, I appreciate having this time with you. I encourage people, please come out on Saturday. Also, get my book. I'm the only grassroots outsider who was a White House insider, and I can tell you where the mistakes were made on both sides in the last round. And we have a game plan now going forward. Signed on to by 131,000 people. I didn't write it. So 131,000 people got together online and off to write a battle plan to take us forward, to get jobs again, to get better jobs than we had. The job numbers might be going up, but the jobs themselves are going down in terms of their quality, in terms of how much people are getting paid. And it's time for us to stand together.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today in Los Angeles, Van Jones.
Thank you.
And I was just speaking then with Van Jones, the founding president of Rebuild the Dream, a pioneering initiative to restore good jobs and economic opportunity. He's the co-founder of the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, Color of Change, and Green for All. In 2009, he worked as the Green Jobs Advisor to the Obama White House. Time magazine has named him as one of the 100 most influential people in the world, and he is the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Green Collar Economy. His latest book, just out, is Rebuild the Dream, and you can get that book at rebuildthedream.com. Van Jones will be speaking at 4:30 p.m. this Saturday at a KPFK-sponsored event, All In for the 99%, that will take place from 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 400 South La Brea at 4th Street. It's free and open to the public, featuring performances by Tenacious D, Tom Morello, Moby, and Becky Stark, along with celebrities Jack Black, Val Kilmer, Marissa Tomei, Edward Norton, Julie Bowen, and Elijah Wood. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon and assistant producer Chris Shah. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com, where you can also contact me, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now. The